Step right up! Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road!
See for sure, and that's who's got the best TV show for the Clintons. That's right, that's our contest tonight. We will have a winner before we get out of here. Welcome to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. Once again, we're here. We're live as we can be on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Let me go around and introduce everybody to you here. We got Rick Brown in the studio today. Rick, good to see you.
Well, good to see you. Good evening. Great to be here. Little debate shell shock from last night, undercover.
We're going to get to that here in just a minute. We got the chairman of the board, Michael McBath, in the studio.
Well, now that last night has passed, the next thing I have to look forward to is the Ohio State-Penn State game. Ooh. Saturday at 8 o'clock. Let's get it on.
All right, so you look forward to thumpings, do you?
I know. I'm setting myself up with that statement.
No, Penn State's got a pretty decent team. Maybe they can pull off a bit of a miracle. And maybe Trump can, too.
Oh,
Nicholas
yeah.
Cicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. I am Christopher Hart, and we do want to hear those contest entries. I'm going to have Mike give you the rules here again in just a minute. Of course, we will be going over the debate tonight. We'll be spending a good deal of time talking about that and sort of where we go from here. And if you have any comments about the debate, we want to hear those too. We want to hear it all. We give you it all, and we want to hear it all. All right, so Mike, why don't you go ahead and give us the contest
set
up.
Get our Thursday night rolling. Last week we had a tremendous group of call-ins. We had offered to help the Clintons because, you know, they can never steal enough money. So we offered to put them into movies. And a lot of people came up with great suggestions. But my concern was when you really look at the Clintons, all three of them, not too good a looking group. So we're going to have to lower them down into TV. So now on TV, we're looking for our audience to come up with different TV programs you think that they could star in. An example could be a game show, could be a TV series, could be a movie made for TV. Now, mine, just to give you a start, I'm looking at, how about this one? A game show host for Bill and Hillary. Let's make a deal with Monty Hall. You all got to remember that one. Yeah. But imagine the board.
Carol Merrill.
We'll have all the, on the board, we'll have all different countries on there. We'll have all different country leaders. And then we'll have all different amounts of dollar bills. And you match them up. And the Clintons, let's make a deal.
Which one dresses up like the chicken, Bill or Hillary?
Oh, yeah. Then the other one would be the fugitive. So, you know, once Hillary gets knocked out of the election, what will happen is they'll be chasing her the rest of her life so she can go into all different disguises. So that's my two shows, and let's see what you got.
All right. And Rick has a suggestion. I have a suggestion,
all
too.
Right.
We'll give you those as the show goes along, but we want to hear yours. 407-774-8255. And here's what you're playing for tonight.
This is what I like. Wow.
All right. You're going to get that $10 gift card from Tijuana Flats. Compliments of Rick Brown here. And don't forget, every UCF game day is discount day at Tijuana Flats in Oviedo. Two locations, also in Winter Springs and Avalon Park.
Come in wearing your UCF gear on game day and receive 10% off your check.
All right.
Can they wear their other college gear?
Oh, why not?
Michigan. Okay, see that? If you're Michigan State or Penn State,
I'm not sure we're going to give them a discount.
And have a few pops.
Yeah. That's it. So come on in.
You don't discriminate.
You can wear whatever you want.
UCF is playing football. Put on whatever football paraphernalia
you
want.
Just anything, you know.
And head on over to Tijuana Flats.
Oh.
And so you'll win that $10 card from Tijuana Flats. You'll win a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano. Compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. And once again, if you got a Mercedes-Benz and now also BMWs, they will treat that car for you too.
I like how you say that, Chris. They'll treat that car. This sounds so smooth.
I mean, just too smooth. Their operating room is as clean as an operating room.
I wonder if Jerry wears a white mask or anything when he's working.
I wonder if Jerry would do Porsche service. You think he'd do?
Maybe we can talk him into that. All right. I'll ask him next time we talk. And you'll also win tonight. We've got some new prizes to add to the stash, and Dino Rentos Studios has put up a life-size, up to 6 feet tall, cutout of
pretty cool
of anyone you would like. I mean, anyone in your family, if you want to do it for your boss or something like that.
Chris, I have a Joe Paterno 6 foot cutout at my house.
Hey, you know,
but that's the type of thing. If they like their college coach, they like their children, they like a birthday. There he is. Right?
That's right. And they make it easy for you, too. You send them the picture.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It is so simple.
It is. Yeah. And so Dino Rentos and his wife Janice, by the way, are going to be in later on the show, and we'll have them tell you more about it and everything that they do. You know, party time is here. Party season, I should say, is here.
Oh, yeah. We're heading to Christmas parties, everything else.
What a great gift idea.
It is. I mean, it's a great gift. And you know, Kathy had a great idea today, Kathy Santomassino. Think of this for your Christmas picture. You know, a lot of families take, you know, family portraits.
You're right,
for the
right.
Get life-size cutouts of each one of your family members and have them be the portrait, right?
Chris, I actually did one, a smaller one, with my daughter riding her horse. And it looked so cool. I mean, you know, there was like the real picture of the horse, you know, with her on it. And, oh, my God, was that unique. So
it'd be interesting to see if he can do a cutout of a horse.
Yeah. No, I guarantee he can. We'll ask him.
And we'll ask him when he gets here a little bit
really
later on in the show. And, of course, he's going to help us judge the contest, too.
Great.
Before we get into all of that, though, I kind of want to go around the table here with you guys. I have my thoughts about last night. I want to let you guys start it off, though. I'll deal to the left here. That means you're up first, Rick.
Thank you, Chris. You know, I think he could have been a lot more relentless on Hillary Clinton. I think he backed off on a couple of clear opportunities he had to really pummel her. But I really think that she showed her hand last night. You know, if anybody had been paying attention, they listened to some of the things she said. She's been an ardent supporter of women for her entire life, and she also is an ardent supporter of children, but she supports late-term partial birth abortion or live birth abortion.
Right.
She wants to tax the middle class and tax the rich, and which will effectively put small business out of business with her with her regulations and her minimum wage increase.
Right.
You know, if you listen to the things she's saying, they're so counter to what actually happens in the real world. And I think he had a lot of opportunity to really pummel that, and he did on a lot of them, but I think he missed on a few opportunities there as well.
Mike?
Well, you know, on last night, my belief is very simple, is I think Don was a little bit off his game, and it's a case that, you know, I look at what took place, and my concern is that the average undecided voter has limited time, you know, to understand the issues and the facts associated, you know, with this election. And Hillary Clinton is a glib lawyer with no ethics and actually or principle. And, you know, issues like open borders or foundation were presented as a complete lie. But the general, you know, novice who doesn't have a background in that sector might be prone to believe it because of her delivery style. Like many lawyers, she bloviates and distorts most facts and issues. No one confronted her. And the main listeners below, she might be reasonably knowledgeable and honest. But see, the listeners don't know, because we know she's not reasonable and honest. And the Democratic Party lives off of deception and the naivety of the public. Hillary constantly proves to the knowledgeable voter her motif is lying, lie, deny, deny. And did she prove it last night? Because we talked about that open borders. I couldn't believe how the excuse she swung into. That just made me sick.
Hemispheric open borders and trade.
I know. I mean, nice story, Hillary. Where'd you come up with that one? The National Enquirer? Oh, that's right. You're in that for something else.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was one point where Chris Wallace did hammer her a little bit. Okay, let me give you my thoughts on this, and then we're going to get to the phone lines here briefly. In a brief moment. First of all, I understand where you're coming from. I kind of, you know, like to use a metaphor, if you will, of football or baseball.
Mm-hmm.
There were a number of missed opportunities when it came to scoring. All right. It's like the quarterback didn't hit the receiver wide open downfield or something, but he still won the game. At the end of the day, Trump still won the night.
Clearly.
Frank Luntz's focus group of independents on Fox thought he won. By the way, they thought he won the town hall debate as well. I think on points, he certainly won the debate. There were weak answers in some places for both of the candidates, but for the most part, he was aggressive. He did, I believe, pivot a number of times. He did miss some great opportunities. I mean, when she was talking about about how he was promoting hate and stuff like that, and she was going to bring the country back together. That's the perfect, you know, oh, yeah, you, the one who said a lot of my people are basket of deplorables, irredeemable. How are you going to bring them back? You know, I could have seen a number of places where he could have slammed her harder, but he didn't. But he did what he had to do last night. Of course, everybody today is focusing on I thought it was interesting too that here he is in Las Vegas. They're doing right. the debate in Las Vegas, and essentially he hedged his bet. All right, he says, "I'll wait until the election's over. Thank you to tell you whether I think it was legitimate or not." And by the way, just last week, Clinton and Gore were down there in Miami talking about rigged elections. So don't give me any of this nonsense and this condescending stuff. And it's coming from the conservatives, too. I mean, Bill Bennett didn't fall for it last night on Fox. He said, look, this is another big mountain out of a molehill. It's not going to amount to a Hillary of beans when it comes to the regular voters, right? They're going to actually look at that and say, well, maybe the guy's pretty smart, especially when it's the Democrats going around talking about how the Russians are screwing with things.
That was ridiculous,
I mean,
wasn't it?
But give me a break. I mean, here they're talking about an outside foreign power screwing with our election process, and yet the candidates shouldn't be concerned with the legitimacy of the process. It just doesn't add up, you see.
Every single day there's a new revelation coming out about how the DNC and the Obama administration and the Democratic Party and her campaign are screwing with the election.
Well, but even their own argument is that the election is being screwed with,
yes,
right?
Yes, by the Russians.
They're blaming it on the Russians, but their argument is it's being screwed with.
So why would any rational human being accept
right.
it before it's done?
So that makes her the idiot for accepting it. Right. And all of these, you know, blowhards out there, oh, he's undermining the electoral process, and oh, he's undermining the Democratic process. You even had Hugh Hewitt this morning, and there it was, like I said yesterday. He wasn't on the Salem Network last night because he was over at MSNBC.
Of course. Where do you think he's going
to
be?
Now, I understand you want some cross-marketing going on over there, but the only problem is he goes over to NBC and tells them what they want. MSNBC, he goes over there and tells them what they want to hear, right? Now, maybe that's what he believes. I presume it is. But it was music to their ears. Oh, yeah, he had a great debate for 14 rounds, but he knocked himself out in the 15th round. It's all over now. Let me just remind you that this Mr. Hewitt is the original of the Ahabs. Remember I dubbed Trump Moby Dick?
Right.
And you got all these Ahabs out there. Oh, this is it. This is the final straw. This one's going to bring him down. And this is the guy who guaranteed us that Trump would never get the nomination, because it was going to be a contested convention, and good Republicans like himself were going to make sure that Trump didn't get it. Now, here we are here, and here there he is on MSNBC, telling them what they want to hear, and it's nothing but a bunch of crock of you-know-what.
Another thing.
Trump had he could have done better, but he had a good night.
Another thing, though, I liked when he actually did this thing on the voting aspect, because there was a recent poll, like in the last 2 days, it was like 72% of the people they polled said they have a concern about voting. Good
Absolutely.
Idea, Mr. Dom. You're appealing to the right people. And as we talked about today, the whole TV is tied up today. I know at 10 o'clock today, I was looking through, I saw MSNBC, CNN, the other one, CNBC. Look, all three of them had the exact same story on at the exact time. And the answer is, call me up and think what I think of really this issue. This isn't going to affect my voting at all.
Chris Wallace's follow-up question I thought was priceless. Yeah. He said, do you mean to say you don't have confidence in the integrity of the electoral system? No.
Right.
Have you not been watching TV?
I'm going to get to Wallace here in a few minutes. He was better than before, but he was still lacking. Believe me, just because he was better than the others doesn't mean he was a superlative moderator last night. He was not, but he was better than what we've had. had before. Yeah. All right. Let's get in. Let's get Brad's phone call. He's got a comment, and then we're going to get to our contest entries. Brad, you're up first tonight. Thank you for calling.
Oh, yes, guys. I'm glad, too. I'd like you guys to hone in on this, one of the leaked emails with John Podesta, who, of course, is as close to Hillary Clinton as anybody. In this leaked email, he says that illegal immigrants who are issued state-issued driver's license can vote. That is, in capital letters, election fraud, because as we know, no, they can't. So the mainstream media isn't even discussing that. Someone so high up in her campaign, which rigged the thing against Bernie Sanders. Yeah. And Barack Obama's denying it. The whole mainstream media's denying it. But you have flat-out proof right there. And I hope you guys can take this John Podesta email and scream it to the high heavens so people realize what's going on.
All right. Well, first of all, him saying that does not amount to election fraud. But if they're promoting that idea and promoting people doing that, which we now know thanks to the Project Veritas videos, then that is election fraud. But the bottom line is there's plenty of reason here to be careful and not to overcommit oneself, right? All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get right to our contest entries. So you guys hang on. And if you have a contest entry,
this is going to be
entry,
a tough one to win. I mean, tough one.
Give us a call, 407-774-8255. We'll get back with some more debate commentary and your contest entries here tonight.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a full opportunity.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, please join me and let's welcome Patriot Home Funding as our brand new sponsor here to the American Adversaries. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding. These are great folks and they're longtime residents of Central Florida. John and Pierce at Patriot Home Funding are the sons of World War II veterans and are honored to serve our greatest heroes, our veterans. If you are a veteran, call Patriot Home Funding today. And if you mention the American Adversaries, John and Pierce will pay for your VA appraisal at closing. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. You can visit the lending experts at Patriot Home Funding anytime on the web at myphf.com or call them at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding, where we finance the American dream.
What's it like on I-4? We've got the answer. Traffic you can trust. Answer traffic now.
Better pack a lunch if you're traveling I-4 this afternoon. Eastbound, you're heavy from 192 to 535, and then from Conroy to 434, about 45 minutes or so. Westbound delays, Lake Mary to 434. It's heavy Lee Road to Michigan, John Young Parkway to the Turnpike, Sand Lake to the Beach Line, and heavy Osceola Parkway to past the 429. And a couple of crashes on East Colonial Drive have heavy delays from 436 to the 417, and from Dean Road out to past the 408. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. 60 The Answer.
The Fugitive.
Is this the music?
A Quinn Martin production starring David Jansen as the fugitive.
Oh, that was a great, great show. Remember that? Oh, I used to laugh so hard watching that. But that's, you know, I think Hillary could play that part. And, you know, it would be a woman taking the place of man. Hillary would love it. Love it. And it might come true. Little does she know.
It's the only way she'll ever have a man chasing her around.
Yeah, I know.
Right? All right, not that she wants that sort of thing.
Yeah.
All right, let's get right to the phone lines. We got some contest entries. John's going to lead it off tonight. John, how you doing?
Gentlemen.
John's always out in front, Chris.
What's that?
All right.
Go
first time I've had phone service since the hurricane.
Mm. Okay, I got you. I wondered why we didn't hear from you last time.
And you're calling us. That's awesome.
All right, let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
If you had a spouse or a significant other who walked on, lied to, or cheated on, or treated you like crap, how long would you put up with it?
Are you talking about my wife?
Why will people put up with it from a politician?
Well, that's a good question. Right. And that's what, you know, that's what I can't figure out, especially about these never Trumpers out there, mm-hmm. you know, so-called Republicans principled and all this, you know, stuff. I mean, your principles ain't going to be worth beans if Hillary Clinton gets elected.
Is the nation ever going to come together? Because aren't you going to be as resentful as, let's say, we might be right now? Nothing's going to change me.
Just imagine how contemptuous they're going to be.
Oh,
right?
I know.
It'll be insufferable.
It's going to be terrible.
Okay, John, go ahead.
I got entries.
Okay, what is it?
Let's go with, I got a couple of them. Let's start out with Leave It to Beaver.
Oh, you took one of mine. We knew somebody about to say that one.
That was mine.
Truth or Consequences.
Oh, that was the other one.
Truth or Consequences, mm-hmm. yeah. All right.
Awesome.
Yeah. John, is Chris calling you up before the show and giving you ideas?
No, I'm probably just a little bit older than Chris. I remember all these shows.
I remember the Beave mm-hmm. and Wally.
Did he jump on those two? Wow.
Okay. All right. So thank you, John. You are setting the pace for us, that's for sure.
Leave It to Beaver, starring...
We'll go to Matt next. Matt, thank you for calling tonight. Appreciate you being there.
Oh, thank you guys. I appreciate it. Well, when you look at all the deceitfulness and all of the just vitriolic behavior from this campaign, and if Hillary Clinton wins, it's going to be just a disaster for like my company and all the other jobs around there. So I'm going to go with American Horror Story.
Yeah,
American Horror Story. Boy, mm-hmm. that is a horror story. The life of the Clintons.
Yeah, that title says it all. That's for sure. And that's what we're looking at with a Clinton presidency.
Yeah.
And yet you got Michael Medved wrote an article today for USA Today where he endorsed Hillary Clinton.
He endorsed her?
Yep.
Well, we knew that was going to happen, 6 months ago?
I guess.
he just hit it up till now.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
Wow. Yeah.
Really disgusting.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So, all right, Matt. Excellent entry. Appreciate you, man.
You think Madonna's statement helped him?
I don't know about that.
Not Mike.
You got to ask his
wife. You're right. Not him.
Let's go to Diane. Diane, you're up next. Thanks for calling, girl.
Hey, you guys.
Howdy, howdy.
I am going with a soap opera.
Okay.
Search
for Tomorrow.
That's good, too.
I like that. Yeah.
It's got all the scandals and
murders
and
People
hopping around in bed together.
That's the whole idea, you know, the
soap
opera stuff.
And it's actually like we're running a real-life soap opera with these people. We could have just put their film in their life, and she's right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah,
Search for Tomorrow.
Wow. Great fit. Okay. Excellent, Diane.
Good. Thanks.
You are in the contest, and that's what we're looking for, right? What TV show would fit the Clintons, right, that they could actually be in? All right, I think we got time. No, we're up against a hard break. We'll take the hard break. When we come back, we got James, Al, and now Brian. Plus, we now have another line open. So if you call us at 407-774-8255. And if you can't get through, just keep trying. We'll get you on the air, and we
gotta
will
go
have
over
a winner
the prizes
tonight.
Too. These prizes are too good this time.
That's right. We will have a winner tonight, and we'll also be talking more about the debate. We'll be talking about Virgin Hillary. Did you see her all in white again last night?
Oh God! Like
trying to sound like everybody's, you know, angel, if you will.
I know she looked like she was a real thin. Right.
Yeah. If anything, she's a fallen angel. Believe me, that's for sure. All right, so stick around for more of The American Adversary.
So, yes, this is me, Brian Blair, the Killer Bee, and I'm tired of those sticky liberal lies. That's why I tune in to The American Adversaries, where you get nothing but the truth. So don't get stung. Listen to AM 660, The Answer.
All right, we're back. That's the Killer Bee himself. He'll be on our show tomorrow. He's a regular feature on Friday. All right, I am Christopher Hart, along with Rick Brown and the chairman of the board, Michael McBath. We are here today, and we want to hear your contest entries. What TV show would the Clinton gang fit in? All right. Now, so far, we've gotten Leave It to Beaver. I don't know why that one came up.
Oh, that's a surprise, right?
Truth or Consequences.
Right, that's
American
good.
Horror Story. Search for Tomorrow, the old soap opera.
I do love the soap. Yeah, the soap operas are great, and there's some good ones sitting out there that fit them perfectly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sleaze and... you know, and death right. and destruction, you know.
All right, James is up next, so let's go to James. James, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, Chris, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Your first caller mentioned something about why would somebody stay with a spouse that was doing all this stuff?
Yeah.
And with all the revelations about Hillary's procurer and the stories about her throwing ashtrays and lamps and cursing and really swearing at Bill something terrible, was he talking about Bill or Hillary?
Yeah, I know. That's funny. Just afraid to leave.
They're like the Obamas. They deserve one another, right?
All right. First TV show that I thought of was Dialing for Dollars. That's an old one, though. And I think
I remember that one.
Yeah, the old movie thing.
Probably every politician does that because every time they pick up the phone, they're trying to get contributions.
Yeah.
So I went to my second choice, which is going to definitely be the winner tonight.
Oh, what is it?
Wow.
Wheel of Fortune. Now, for the hangman part where they have to guess the word,
yeah,
they're going to have which Clinton Foundation sub-entity is going to be receiving a contribution.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
All right. Then the Wheel of Fortune, it's going to be a little twist on that. Instead of the contestant spinning for dollars that they're going to win, the contestants are going to be potentates and heads of state, and they're going to spend to see how much money they have to give
to the Clintons.
For the prize that they want.
I got you. All right.
And, you know, the host can either be Hillary or Bill. I don't know if the Vanna White.
You couldn't put her on there. She wouldn't last too long.
I don't think so. All right, we get the flavor of it. We got it. Thank you, James. I appreciate it. Wheel of Fortune in reverse, so to speak.
Yeah. Bill, roll it for women. Hey, I got this one tomorrow night. You know.
All right. Al is up next. Al, thank you for calling tonight. What would your TV show be?
Oh, guys, it's an honor to talk to you again.
Thank you, sir.
My TV show is All in the Family, with ignorant racial opinions from Archie and Edith's shrill dingbat covering his profile, and Gloria, the airhead, married to a liberal.
That's about the size of it, isn't it?
That is good. All in the Family, yeah. That's a good one, Al.
All right. Hey, that's great, Al. We appreciate
Thanks.
It. All right.
Hey, you guys are busy. You take it easy. Be safe.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Al. We appreciate you.
That's good. All right. All in the Family with Dingbat.
I like it.
Yeah. Oh, boy, the nation's beauty.
I know.
All right, Brian, you're up next.
How y'all doing today?
Excellent. Right, how about yourself, Brian?
I'm doing all right. I guess it's an obvious winner, but I don't know if it'll win the poll. But I guess the TV show should be Best Wars Commander-in-Chief because it looks like she's got this election in the bag.
It should be what?
Pretty much over now.
It should be what?
Commander-in-Chief.
All right. Well, don't be such a...
It's not over yet.
Yeah.
I don't like Hillary or Trump. I don't like either of them. So I'm not in... I don't like either one of them.
Well, but one of them's going to be president. One of them's going to be president for sure. And I'd just sooner be Trump than her. That's for sure, too. All right. Well, thank you, Brian. That's a good one.
Yep.
All right. Catherine is up next. She's been holding. We appreciate that. Catherine, thank you for calling.
My call.
You're welcome.
I really enjoy listening to your show. And this show came to me yesterday when you all talking about it. It just flashed in my mind, and I saw that show Green Acres. Remember with Eddie Arnold?
Oh yeah,
and Eva Gabor?
I remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
I see those roles taken by Hillary and Bill, and they're standing, and along comes her campaign bus, leaves a delivery like what they told us about, and they're spreading it over the field.
Oh. they left a deposit, right?
Yes, yes indeed. Green Acres is
that's
barn living is alive for me.
Does Chelsea play Arnold?
Well, I'm not quite sure who that would be, but I'm sure they'd find someone to fit that role.
It certainly matches the times, doesn't it?
No, I think James Carville fits Arnold a little bit better.
Absolutely.
They got the same haircut, right? That was a classic show, too. Eddie Arnold, yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Catherine. Excellent, excellent contest entry. That's what we're looking for, stuff like that. Let's see what Jim's got for us. Jim, thank you for calling tonight.
Hello,
Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Thanks for being there.
Well, mine is it's a variation of the daytime popular show. People are funny. Oh, I think it should be called for Hillary. People are phony.
That would be. I love it.
People are phony because that certainly fits them. That's
for
sure.
People are funny.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, interesting you say that because her debate performance last night, I thought was phony. It was all rehearsed. It was all practiced. I mean, she was over-rehearsed. There was nothing spontaneous, nothing natural about the woman, even the smiles and all that. You knew when Trump was scoring points because then she would break out into that big toothy smile and kind of start nodding her head like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did you think of her virgin white outfit?
I thought that, obviously, she was
not going for her.
A subliminal message there that was probably lost on most people because it doesn't fit her.
Yeah, for
See,
sure.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Everything that she was saying doesn't fit the person. She's not this compassionate person that she portrayed her to be. She's not this pure, unstained person that she walked out there like that.
Yep.
And here comes Trump being Trump.
Yep.
Right? Now, I understand, he left some points on the table. He could have scored some more points, but he was Trump. And all he had to do, here's what I'm trying to tell you about these debates. Because Hillary Clinton has been sold to us as the best thing since sliced bread, the most capable person, the most qualified person ever to be president of the United States, and along comes Donald Trump, and he can go toe-to-toe with her for the whole night.
Right.
You see, in essence, that's all he has to do, because people are saying he's unqualified, but if he can stand up there and go toe-to-toe with the person who's most qualified, what does that say?
He's no Mitt Romney.
Well, he's a lot better than Mitt Romney.
Well, that's right.
She spent a week
caved
memorizing all. I mean, she was a
somebody
who spent her whole time. He's out there campaigning. He knows the direction he wants to go. And like you said, everything she said was orchestrated.
Right.
It was too obvious. And even her outfit was really orchestrated.
And of course, I don't know that she would have had anything to do with this, although having seen these emails and stuff, I don't put anything past them. They were playing around with the lighting or the camera on Trump. And I don't know if you noticed it. I noticed it about halfway through, and then Fox actually started talking about it later on, that they noticed it, and that their lighting technicians were coming to them telling Brett Baer and the others, hey, something screwy is going on here with his lighting.
Probably trying to make him look like the devil.
His complexion was lighter earlier on, and it wasn't because his face was turning red. It's because they were manipulating the color on the camera. Now, I don't know if you know this, but usually when you have a multi-camera shoot prior to going on air or recording,
they white balance.
Well, that means all the colors and all the cameras are synchronized. So if you go from one camera to the next, the colors aren't different. Well, they didn't do that last night, evidently. And isn't it odd that it's always the same guy
that the mistake happened.
Well, it's odd that when there are technical problems at the debate, it somehow seems to fall on Trump. The screwy microphone the first time, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So
all in all,
he had a good night. It could have been better, but it was a good night. And at this point, I believe that's all he needed.
Yep.
All right.
And he was truly him, even today's rally, Chris. You saw it, I saw it. The people were his enthusiasm. You didn't see any remorse in that crowd. They were going bonkers tonight.
Oh,
so it's great to see it.
And the unbiased polls are reflecting that today.
Yeah, and by the way, Rasmussen, their daily tracking poll, comes out today. Guess who's up?
That's exciting. 2 points
in a daily Rasmussen national tracking poll. Trump is up 2 points. And this is part of that was prior to the debate. I think that's going to continue on. For that last caller who's giving up the ghost, don't do that. This thing has got a long way to go yet. And there's forces at play here that are bigger than Trump, bigger than all of us that are driving Chris, this thing.
Miley Cyrus says she's going door to door to convince people to vote for Hillary. Now, I wonder if she'll come in my house and talk to me alone.
You just want her to come in your house and twerk to you alone. Well,
look, Miley, I can be bought, but I'm not really looking for money.
You're hoping she brings Madonna with her.
Let's get back to the contest. Paul is up next. Paul, thank you for calling tonight. You got it.
Okay, let's go right to the chase here. Why don't we just call it what it is? The show is a soap opera.
Yep.
Going to be called As the Stomach Turns.
That was good, As the Stomach Turns. Boy, is that appropriate.
A genuine saga of Hillary and Bill trying to drag a mediocre of the United States into the 21st century by reliving Bill's 1992 to 2000 years.
That's about the size of it. Yeah.
It's been syndication, Chris, with money given to the Clinton Foundation, so we don't have to worry about it being on the TV for the next 20 years.
It's guaranteed. It's a guaranteed. Bought and paid for. All right, Paul. I'm sorry, that was a great one. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Turns great.
It is a good one. Mm-hmm. All right, we got Zach up next. Zach, you are up next for our contest tonight. How you doing?
Hi. How you doing? How you guys doing?
All excellent. Right, thank you for calling.
All right. I got a kind of combination of two shows, and then it'll be called Survive Her. How to Catch a Predator Edition.
That's cute. Survive
one. The side of the island, you can see and how many predator. People can, how long they can stand being around Hillary, and on the other, you can just chase Bill Clinton down.
So Survivor?
Survive Her.
Survive Her. There you go.
Survive Her. All right.
That was good.
I like that. I was hoping he wasn't going to say Naked and Afraid or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Survive
Her. I would be afraid if I was walking through the woods and ran into her.
Naked and Afraid.
That'd be enough to scare the bejeebies out of you. Mm. Hey, Zach, it's a great one, man. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks for calling. I appreciate you being out there.
Okay, Chris, these prizes we have, for the people.
Yeah, let's take Mike's contest entry, and then I'll remind people of the prizes that are
at
stake
here tonight. That's why we have this lineup of calls, just to get a hold of the prizes.
All right, Mike, you are up next. Thank you for calling.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Thank you.
Good.
The show, I would say, would be Cheaters.
Cheaters.
Nice. And the host of the show, the host is great. That'd be Trey Gowdy.
Oh, Trey Gowdy.
And we know who, the special guest every week will be Bill and Hillary. And each week, one of them is turning the other one in.
For something, right?
Boy, you got a lot of material. They could run that show for many a season, right?
Trey Gowdy had fun with that one.
You got that right. All right, Mike. Thank you. We appreciate that. That's right.
A lot of TV shows could spin off of our show. With all these ideas.
They could. They could just do that.
Really, some very sick ones.
All right. So, once again, the prize is at stake tonight. $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano. Compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd, our great sponsors over at Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. And they will take care of that car like nobody else. They are the dealership alternative. And, of course, now BMW is too. And you'll get a $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats. Compliments of my man here, Rick Brown. And don't forget, every UCF game day is discount day at Tijuana Flats. Just put on some football paraphernalia, jersey, helmet, pads, whatever you got. Yep. And they will you'll get a discount, 10% discount off your bill at Tijuana Flats.
In Winter Springs, Oviedo, or Avalon Park.
That's right. All four of those locations.
Now, if I'm playing UCF and my team wins, can I come over after the game if I win?
If it's game day.
I'm hoping you come over.
As long as they're open.
And I was just afraid, you know.
And then a special prize tonight that we're offering, a new sponsor, Dino Rentos. He and his wife Janice are here. We're going to bring them into the studio here in a few minutes, and they are ponying up a life-size cutout All right. And this is a great value, too, and it's a great idea, especially for the holiday season.
Yeah.
You know, you got that special party coming up. Imagine your own life-size cutout of maybe it's an office party. Maybe it could be the boss or the employee of the year, something like that, right?
I mean, there's so many football zealots. I'm serious about this. I've been into many Penn State homes. These people have life-size cutouts of Joe Paterno. And it could be your Florida coach or your UCF coach.
I bet somebody wants one of you.
Yeah, well, mine's right beside the life-size cutout of Madonna.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and when we get back, we got another full slate of contest entries. And you, too, can be an entry tonight. Just keep trying if you can't get through. And eventually some more phone lines will open up. When we take a break, we'll come back after it with some more entries. So please don't go away.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
What's it like on I-4? We've got the answer. Traffic you can trust. Answer traffic now.
A heavy ride on I-4 of eastbound, heavy from 192 to 535, then Conroy to 434, 45 minutes plus there, and slow at the bridge. On the westbound side, brake lights from Lake Mary to 434, heavy from Lee Road to the 408, John Young Parkway to the Turnpike, Sand Lake to 535 and past 192. 408 eastbound from Pine Hills to I-4, heavy, and Conway Road up to the 417, too. Westbound, heavy 417 to Goldenrod, a crash of Goldenrod in the road. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer.
That's right. Somebody could even choose this TV show for a contest entry tonight. All right, welcome back to the show. That's right, folks. You're listening to the American Adversaries. And don't forget, on the 29th, Cafe Positano is going to have a Halloween bash. That's right. At 10 o'clock, they're going to turn the restaurant into a haunted restaurant.
Oh, how cool.
We're going to sing any Halloween songs. They did the mash.
Maybe.
They did the monster mash.
They are going to have karaoke. They're going to have a costume contest. They're going to have drink specials and pizza by the slice. The kitchen will be closed, but they will have pizza and refreshments. There's a $10 cover, but it's going to be well worth it. That's the 29th at Cafe Positano, 10 p.m.
And they have adult.
Oh, wow.
The witching hour.
Adult drinks, right?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Nice. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Lou is up next with a contest entry tonight. Lou, thank you for calling.
Well, thanks for taking the call.
We appreciate it.
Kind of a summary of what happens to the Clinton opponents in Old Western Tombstone Territory.
That's what happens if you're on the dead list.
The Deadpool.
By the way, real quick, I thought Trump did well last night, but I think he missed the opportunity for a knockout punch. And it's easy to quarterback, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I looked at it like, you know, he won the game, but he could have scored two or three more touchdowns.
Right. With her smug little comment about, I was in the situation room when Osama bin Laden was killed and you were hosting an apprentice.
Yeah.
I wish you'd come back and said, we know where you were. We saw your picture. What we want to know is where you were when four brave Americans died in Benghazi.
There you go.
Amen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Benghazi never came up last
night.
Isn't
that amazing?
That was one of the opportunities that I thought he missed.
And the mother was there.
And she was, and he could have pointed that out.
I just can't believe he missed that one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, when you get into the heat of battle And I'll say this, too, and I'm going to say it about Chris Wallace. He was okay. He was not great. All of these accolades he's getting, he does not deserve. He was okay. Yes, he was much better than the other ones, but that ain't saying much. Okay, because they were trash. They were garbage. Yep. They were worthless. He cut Trump off several times when Trump was in the middle of making an excellent point so that he could allow Hillary Clinton to respond to something. A good moderator allows the candidate to finish his point and then goes back to the opponent and says, he just said this. Would you like to respond to that? Rather than cutting him off in the middle of his response to give the other candidate more time. I guarantee you, if you judge the minutes, if you count the minutes from last night, she got a lot more minutes than he did. And it was because of the moderator.
You know, I think even as a professional, though, I think he was playing to the not wanting to be called bias. And he overkilled it.
He did. And so I was not impressed with him. He was better, yes, but that ain't saying much. I'm sorry. Greg, you are up next. That's a great entry, too, by the way, Lou. Appreciate you calling. Yeah, Greg, thank you for calling.
How you doing today?
Excellent. How about yourself?
Good.
Good.
Good debate last night. Enjoyed that.
Good.
Trump won it. Anyway, it's my idea for a show. It's going to be Law and Order Special Victims Unit. Trump is the, he's the chief of the police. The Clintons, Bill and Hillary are the evildoers that are in every episode, and the special victims are us, the American people.
Yeah. I love that because, you know, the Law and Order Special Victims Unit is about sexual assault and rape and all that
sort of
thing. Yeah.
It covers all areas there.
It sure does. Exactly. Great entry, Greg. Thank you very much.
You know, Chris, when you alter the title a little bit, you can really dig up, like, remember the dating game? You could have Bill Clinton's The Raping Game. Can you imagine the people on stage?
These last two.
They're altering it a little bit. Pretty good.
Joyce is up next for us tonight. Joyce, thank you for calling.
Hello,
Joyce. Thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for accepting my call.
Anytime.
This is an old nighttime series that was on a long time ago, Dynasty.
Dynasty? Oh, yeah. I was wondering if somebody was going to come up with Dynasty or Dallas, right?
That's good.
I'm tired of actual dynasties of families being, in office. That's a little overkill, but the show fits.
Yeah, indeed.
No, it's good.
Indeed it does. And by the way, I think a lot of people are sick and tired of dynasties, too. And I believe that was part of Jeb Bush's problem. His last name was Bush.
Yeah.
We're over it.
Yeah.
I mean, just get them out of here.
We want change. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's why I think Trump, even now, has an advantage. Because people want that change. And she does not represent change. If anything, last night, she represented same old, tax and spend Democrat. And her first couple of answers were atrocious when it came to the Supreme Court.
Oh, they were terrible.
And, because her idea of a judge is not what a judge is supposed to be.
Right.
Right? I want somebody who's going to stand up for the little guy. No, we don't.
No.
We want judges who are going to comply with the Constitution and the law. And that's what Trump was making the point. He was killing her to begin with.
He did that great, too.
Yeah.
That was a great moment for him.
Yeah.
All right.
So pray he gets in. I so pray.
Yeah, we are too. And by the way, we're going to be doing three special power prayers each Tuesday morning starting this coming Tuesday. We're going to be giving instructions out tomorrow night and leading up to it. So please plan on participating with that.
Chris, even on the taxing side, what she wants? She wants a taxes to prosperity. Does that run hand in hand?
That never happens.
Never
ridiculous,
happens.
Even when you say it.
I mean, how foolish is this?
Well, that's from someone who's never really run a business.
Right.
So
she's looking for the millennials that have, are so young they haven't done much.
But see, these were just, regular. This was campaign rhetoric.
No, it was standard based.
For somebody looking for something inspirational last night,
it's like spaghetti with tomato sauce.
They did not find it. Hey, I like that down at Positano. Don't go knocking on.
Positano might get upset.
She was totally uninspiring.
Right.
Now, he was pretty inspiring. And he had the passion. He had the energy. And so, I think he won the debate.
He did not dress in white, though, Chris. The good guys dress in white.
All right.
Wrong.
All right, let's take Ed's entry, and then we're going to have to take a break. Ed, you are up next. Thank you for calling tonight.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Okay. I got two real quick ones. The first one, they'll be running it opposite of what the original one did. And that's Murder, She Wrote. In Murder, She Wrote, they always caught the murderer. But with Hillary and Bill in Murder, She Wrote, they always get away with it.
They always get away. Yeah, that's right. Funny. That's good.
I think they're like the strangest couple out there. So I think another good TV series would be The Odd Couple.
That's good.
I'll leave with that.
All right. Those are great entries. Thanks, Ed.
That would be a funny show where they investigate and they never catch the person. Oh, that sounds like the Alien show.
Yeah, like your future.
Something like this, yeah, you know.
All right, so that's what we're looking for tonight. We will have a winner. All right, stick around. When we come back, we'll have more of your contest entries, more on the debate last night, and brand new sponsors. So please stay with us. You're listening to The American Adversaries. We're live. We're on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And don't forget, Larry Elder's coming up after us, and he's going to have some great debate review, too. By the way,
ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant without a road.
Back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. By the time we get out of here in a little bit less than an hour, we're going to see who our winner is for our TV Clinton TV contest tonight. Mike, why don't you give them the rules real quick,
okay,
then I'll reintroduce everybody.
Real simple terms, and I think our guests would appreciate this. Last week we had we were trying to pick movies for the Clintons to play in, and we came up with some fabulous thoughts. But then when we thought about it, we felt that the Clintons weren't good-looking enough to be in movies, right? So we had to move it back down to TV. So now what we're doing is trying to come up with TV shows that we feel that Bill, Hillary, and beautiful Chelsea could be part of. So, you know, my TV, boy, I saw her on TV today. Oh, man. You know what I mean? But forgetting that, that should have nothing to do with it. My show is, I'm thinking of The Fugitive. Because, you know, when Hillary doesn't get elected, she's going to be on the run. The FBI is going to be chasing her.
And never
and
catch
imagine
her.
All the different, imagine all the different bag dresses she'll be able to switch into. So this is going to be great. The Fugitive. And Rick, what was yours?
Based on the National Enquirer article last night, this applies to either Bill or Hillary.
Right.
I had How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, jeez. Now, Chris, do you have one?
Yeah.
Always ready to play.
I wanted to wait a little while to see if somebody else got
all
mine.
Right.
All right. By the way, we heard from Rachel Cohen. She also said Murder, She Wrote.
Right.
Right.
Okay, very good.
And Kathy Santomassino, Dragnet, and To Catch a Thief.
I like
All right, so that's what we're looking for tonight.
One, yeah.
All right, so let me introduce everybody here. That, of course, is the chairman of the board, Michael McBath. That other voice you heard that's familiar is, of course, Rick Brown. I am Christopher Hart. Nick LeCicero is on the bridge, manning the phones tonight. We got a couple of lines open now if you want to try. 407-774-8255. And tonight, I want to introduce you to some new sponsors of the American Adversaries. And as I've told you here on the show before, you know, we're our own independent entity. We are a business. This radio show is a business. We're not employees of the radio station here. So it is very meaningful to us when sponsors come on board, because it means that they're helping the show to survive. And that's why we'd like to ask you to help them and sponsor them, if you will. Support them, because they're helping us and because they have great products and services.
Yeah, best part is they have great products and services.
Speaking of which, tonight I would like to formally introduce our brand new sponsors, Dino and Janice Rentos. Guys, thanks for everything you're doing for us.
Thank you for having us here.
Yeah, this is awesome. It's great to see you.
Yeah, you're going to have to pull the mic. Oh, there you go.
There we go.
All right. Well, so it's great to be here, guys.
Well, thank you, Dino. I really appreciate it. You've heard us talking over the last couple of weeks about Dino Rentos Studios, where they make magic over there, literally even.
Yeah.
If you've seen the magic word in front of the arena, they made it, those big blue letters.
The big blue letters right in front of the stadium.
That's right.
Exactly. And matter of fact, we're doing a repair on them and sprucing them up. Getting them ready for the next season, which obviously started already, but we're getting those going along right now.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the preseason just started. Yeah, they got. I think the regular season starts in November.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
So,
you do all these cutouts, you know, which we were talking about earlier. Now, here's a question: could you actually do a cutout of, let's say, somebody riding a horse?
Yeah, we do cutouts of anything.
They just send you a picture.
And
literally, you could do anything, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, if you had a child, we did this one time of a boy playing baseball. Mm-hmm. You know, you bring the picture in, they do a picture of him swinging the bat at the ball. I mean, it's unbelievable what you can do for your kids with the products that you have.
Exactly.
Because you can relate it to all football sports. You know, a quarterback could be standing back like the real picture.
And these are life
uniforms.
Size.
Yeah.
Life
well, you can make them any
feet.
Size you want.
Right. We can make
up
them smaller or
yeah.
larger. A lot of folks still send us their kids in, you know, any sports program, and we'll turn that into a stand-up of them. This all works out really well.
And believe me, folks, these are the things that kids remember for the rest of their lives. I mean, this is the sort of thing that really sets you apart in terms of being endeared.
For kids and for families that have them that play sports, Chris, this is the greatest. I mean,
and that's
show them playing baseball, football, basketball, anything. I can't even harp on how great this is.
And that's just one thing they do. Say if you want to have a party for a child, say it's a daughter and she loves, you know, princesses and stuff like that. You got castle cardboard cutouts that you can decorate a house or a yard or something with, make that birthday party real special. Office parties.
We can do like entrance ways for their theme party, prince or princesses. We do a lot of dance competitions, stand-ups for families as well.
And we have hundreds and hundreds of pre-designed items. So if you want a princess lollipop and a big pink castle to add some excitement to a party or an event, those are already available as a kid, circuses, and all sorts of really amazing items.
That's right. And you can visit them at their website, DinoRentosStudios.com. That's DinoRentosStudios.com. And you know the Christmas season's coming up, and people like to decorate their yard and their houses for the Christmas season. They've got great things that they can do over there. Come up with an idea, and they can build it, right?
Exactly. So a lot of the products that we make are actually made of three-dimensional foam. So we actually CNC mill a giant 6-foot candy cane or a 20-foot candy cane. It gets
or
plastic
a snowman.
Coated or snowman. And just about anything. We've done monsters. We've done, you know, if you've been to Fun Spot and you see the Freedom Flyer, we've actually built that giant robot that's in front of the Freedom Flyer holding the American flag.
So you could make me like a life-size cutout of Hillary Clinton as a dartboard?
Absolutely.
Oh, boy, there's going to be big demand for that, you know. People will be calling in. Listen, I want that life-size statue, you know.
All right. Well, one of those cutouts is part of the prize package tonight. And along with the $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano and a $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats, the Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs, Oviedo, and Avalon Park. And so it's quite a prize package today. And I want to thank you for providing these prizes for our listeners out there.
No, we appreciate bringing them to them. And, you know, it's $120 value, and we really want to add some spice and some excitement and give people an opportunity to see something new and different that they may have never seen before.
And he's also provided us with some gift certificates that we'll be giving out as prize packages, too. Gift certificates for discounts off of their other products, whatever it happens to be. And they have stuff on the shelf that you can get, or they can make something for you, correct?
Yes, on our website, you can go there and see many cutouts and party supplies.
All right. Okay. All right. Speaking of partying.
Jeez, I'm ready to party with
that.
That's
right.
You know?
Me too.
There you go. Let's get. Well, first of all, just a couple of things. We were speculating, and I was just doing this from just sort of counting in my head last night, that Hillary Clinton did get more time to speak than Trump. And in fact, Nick checked. She did get 6 full minutes more than Donald Trump
isn't
did.
Isn't that terrible, Chris? Don't you think somebody should be getting a message
like
to the narrator? Like, hey, buddy, 6 minutes is too much. Maybe 2. But six is way out of control.
It's up to the moderator to try to make sure that they get an equal amount of
speech. Failed then.
Well, I thought that where he made his mistake was he kept interrupting them to allow the other person. He did it more to Trump. He did it to her a couple of times, too, where he stopped them in mid-argument to get the other opponent to respond to something they had just said when he should have let them finish and then go back.
Add on to the other or whatever.
So, you know, if I were up there on the stage, I would have been a little flustered with that. And I think Trump was. Here he's making a great point.
Right. And Wallace goes,
yeah. Hey, wait a minute. I want to let Hillary respond. Well, come on. All right. So, anyway, and there was another point I wanted to make, but we'll do that in a minute because I want to get some more contest entries in and open up a phone line if you want to get in on the contest. Gene, you are up next. We appreciate you calling tonight.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Gene?
Good. How about y'all?
Doing excellent.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Good.
How about an old one, Hogan's Heroes?
Hogan's
Clink. Wasn't he in that?
Clink? No, Schultz.
Schultz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know
Schultz.
Nothing. Yeah.
That's the one.
That is the Clinton saying. I say nothing. I know nothing. I know no one.
Is that why you chose Hogan's Heroes, Gene?
Hillary would be Schultz because every time she has to answer a question on an investigation, she knows nothing.
Right.
Can't recall. Clink would be Bill because he's always trying to get with the women secretary.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And Hogan would be Trump because he's always outsmarting all of them.
That's funny.
That's right.
And then the Germans always believe they're winning the war when they're really not.
I like that.
Yep.
I like that. That's got the whole package together. That's right.
Great job.
All right. Great job, Gene. We appreciate it. Thanks for your call.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you. All right. I like that. Yeah.
Well, he defined each one's role, everything. He's ready to produce, Dino. Maybe you can get into TV production.
Hey, they do. We do already.
Makes sense. And they also the props for the TVs and movies.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You can imagine it.
You do TV production?
Oh, good. Not actually filming, but we make all the props and the displays and the sets that go in a lot of TV shows and movies.
Made any props for Bill Clinton?
We're kind of kindred spirits because for a number of years I worked in a convention production business and we had a shop where we built props and sets and things like that. But to see how they do it today compared to how we did it back then.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, and Dino's an absolute genius because he builds his own machines to build things with.
I build all my own equipment. I have actual machines that, after I laser scan it, enlarge it to the size I want. I have a system that actually carves it out.
Really?
In the
home.
And the ideal thing about it is they can carve multiple units exactly the same. Back when we did it in the day, they were hand-carved, and they'd be close, but they wouldn't be exact, right? So we would almost always try to make them different rather than try to make them the same because it was impossible to. Like, we had a bunch of big old giant tiki gods, and, of course, they come in different shapes and sizes anyway, so we played that out rather than trying to make them all look the same. So, but it's fascinating what they do over at your studios. You guys, like I say, they literally make magic over there.
Oh, I know.
And like I say, with Christmas coming up and you want that special yard decoration that nobody else has got because they don't sell it at Walmart or whatever, Dino Rento Studios is the place to get it.
Dino, give me a Thanksgiving thought. What would you use for Thanksgiving at your place? Giant turkey cutout?
Well, we actually, in the front fence, we make a bunch of cutouts. We put it on a plastic cardboard so it can withstand the weather. And so we'll put pumpkins and cornucopias and everything
in it. Well, there you go.
And it goes right along the front of the fence. And every season we change them out. So we'll put the Christmas items or Halloween on. We have a giant gargoyle and some other items.
That is
great.
It was a fascinating business to be in because it's always challenging and always something new and different. And you have to be creative to make it all work. So I really am glad that you're a sponsor of the show. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Joe is up next. Joe, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, how are you?
Good, except you're going to have to pick up your line or something. We can barely hear
you. Are you on I-4, Joe?
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. There you go. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been listening to your show, and it's awful.
Well, thanks for your compliment, Joe.
What's that?
I said your show is awful. It's full of awe.
It's full of awe. I got you.
Thanks for stopping by, Joe.
Joe, you are awesome.
Next in line, please.
You're awesome, okay. Joe.
After you're done, I got to make my point.
Go ahead.
I think we were chastised.
Joe's from New York.
There are sanctimonious women in this country who think Trump has a potty mouth and they're voting for Hillary. Wait until their sons have to go defend this country because Hillary Clinton will be tested, and I mean tested real soon.
I agree. I agree with you. Yeah, Putin probably do it too. And by the way, if you were listening to her response, thank you, Joe. If you were listening to her response last night on, God, I'm having that Gary Johnson moment. Aleppo, when they were talking about Aleppo in Syria, and they were talking about Mosul, she was saying, as soon as we're done in Mosul, we're going to go to Raqqa. Well, Raqqa's in Syria. So she's saying now that we're going to insert troops into Syria?
Yeah, like that.
And she was talking about the no-fly zone, and Chris Wallace rightly pointed out, well, what if we end up in a dogfight with the Russians? Then what? Is Hillary Clinton going to order one of our jets to shoot a Russian jet down? Oh, we're going to have months of negotiations first. No.
We've had years of negotiations with her.
This woman would be a foreign policy disaster and a terrible commander-in-chief. And I really do fear for one of my nephews who's in the Army, should she become commander-in-chief.
I mean, that really is scary. I mean, imagine the children of all these people sitting here naively believing that Hillary wouldn't pull us into a war. I think she might be the very reason we get into a war.
She would be most likely to get us into a war. Exactly. All right, John is up next. Thank you for calling tonight, John. We appreciate it.
Hey, fellas.
How you doing?
Hey, John.
Hey. Hey, I really appreciate Trump's candor, especially when he just lays it out about Aleppo and Mosul.
Yep.
You know, this thing could have been resolved a long time ago, but they just kind of went along with what the president did not want to do, and now they're stuck.
Yeah.
And I did appreciate his candor in laying it out. Hey, this is reality. There are evil people in the world.
Believe you me, I believe a lot of other people appreciate that candor, too. And they especially when you see it next to somebody who's just totally canned,
phony.
Rehearsed,
yep.
Phony. You got it. All right, John.
Well, hey, the lady that brought in Green Acres, I had that one, but you know what? I'd like to enhance hers anyway. Maybe she'll win. Hey, it's the Green Acres. It's about a good old boy from Arkansas married to a former senator from the city, and they decide to live a genteel farmer's life in this bizarre community called Hooterville.
Okay. Oh, God.
Now, this sitcom chronicles the sexual escapades and antics of good old Billy, and the consequences of a controlling wife with homosexual issues of herself. Now, featuring an Obama yard jockey, you know what that is.
Yes,
right? Yeah, we got it.
That's like a gnome for your yard. We get the idea. Yes, we get the idea.
Okay, an animated piggy bank that is actually Arnold, but it's animated.
Okay.
And every time Hillary catches Billy, he's got to put money in that piggy bank. And when you get the money in the piggy bank, of course the pig starts honking, you know.
All right.
Running.
Yeah.
And she has a little Chihuahua dog with her, and that little dog has Hillary's dog bark.
Arf, 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 arf. All right, John. John, I got to cut you off there because I'm out of time in this segment. But you get the idea, the enhanced version of Green Acres. And by the way, it was set in Hooterville.
No. But Chris, could you imagine if Dino did the set for this show? Dino, get to work now. I'll see you in 2 years.
Hilarious. All right, that's what we're looking for. We will have a winner here tonight. Pardon me. 407-774-8255 is the number. We get back. There was another WikiLeaks dump today that Julian Assange, he's not letting the Ecuadorians. By the way, it
Pressure's on.
The White House confirmed today that John Kerry did pressure the Ecuadorians to shut off Julian Assange. But he's still at it. We'll tell you a little bit about what he came out with today and what Marco Rubio has to say about WikiLeaks. I think you might be a little surprised at that. I know I was, and disappointed. We'll be right back.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, then you need to know Jerry Shepherd. Jerry and his wife, Jana, own and operate Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service, a state-of-the-art service center located on Econ Circle, just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Because you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you get at Jerry's. Whether you need regular maintenance work or an emergency repair, Jerry's is the place to take your Mercedes. Jerry offers the best service at the best price. Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service is truly the dealership alternative. And if you're in the market to buy a pre-owned Mercedes, take it to Jerry's for a free evaluation. They'll look it over top to bottom and arm you with the info you'll need to get the best deal. So call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, Jerry's is the dealership alternative, and they're also a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show.
Support Legal Immigrants for America today as we promote legal immigration all across the USA. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Buy our book, The Bible and Immigration, and download Immigration Voters Guide 2016 in English and Spanish at www.golifa.com. That's www.golifa.com. G-O-L-I-F-A.com. Support Legal Immigrants for America today at www.golifa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Leave it to Beaver. Welcome back to the show, folks. You're listening to the American Adversaries. Boy, doesn't that take you back?
I know.
All right.
I hate to say how long ago, right?
All right. You're here. We're here. We're live. 407-774-8255 is the number. Don't forget, Larry Elder follows us at 7 o'clock, and I'm sure he's going to have some great debate coverage, too. By the way, we were talking earlier as we went to a hard break that last night he played some an interview that Louis Farrakhan had given to the host.
It's a religious group. It was a church-related.
Well, actually, there were two. Mm-hmm. There was one where he was speaking to it was like giving a sermon.
Right.
And then the other one was with Alex Jones, an interview.
Right.
And in both of those, he was very condemning of Hillary and the Democrats. I mean,
right.
it was Malcolm X stuff where he's saying, look, we've voted for them all these years, and what have we gotten for it, right?
Yeah, and he just said, do you want to preserve Barack Obama's legend, which he never came to Chicago, he never walked the streets, he never did anything for any of you people. You want her to help save his legacy?
Right.
Makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. So, and he is in the past. I know in the primary he was endorsing Donald Trump. So I presume he didn't come right out and say, I endorse Donald Trump.
He walked aside, but he made the story very clear.
He was all around it, too.
Right. He walked the edge there.
And Larry Elder's also pointed out several times on his show that a friend of his is an author who used to hang out with Muhammad Ali. And
he endorsed Trump, Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali said he was going to vote for Donald Trump because he is... He's not afraid of controversy, is what he said.
Well,
and
actually,
certainly
there is
Trump
a large,
is not.
Chris, there's a large list of former professional athletes that were great ones that are supporting Trump. I don't think that's unusual, because what is an athlete? You know, he's trying to achieve the highest level of achievement he can, and you don't want interference in moving on. So I think that's a logical move to me, you know.
And a lot of athletes have gone into business after they get out of athletics.
And they understand how tough business is, and they appreciate a guy that succeeded big time.
When you have something to lose, it's hard to be a liberal.
Yeah.
Boy, isn't that the truth? If you got something to lose, it's hard to be a liberal.
Yeah, but, you know, business people who make it in a tough environment, well, we got a couple right here tonight. We got Rick Brown, you know, he restaurants. You had to go through all that, you know.
2008 was
awful.
Yeah.
And we got Dino and Janice Rentos, who started their business literally in a garage, right?
That's right.
2009, so right in the heart of everything.
Yep.
Yeah, and, you know, once again, feel sort of a kinship here, because we started this show in 2010. Yep. And no sooner had we been on the show for about 6 months, I forget what it was, but Limbaugh said something on his show. I think it had to do with that girl that went to Georgetown who wanted the government to pay for her contraceptives.
That
and it turned a bunch of sponsors away from radio advertising, and I'm pulling my hair out going, oh, L. Rush Fuzzbo, don't do it. So persistence and just, you know, hard work will get you where you want to go in this world. All right, we got to take this break. When we come back, we got Tim, Ron, Kenneth, and we got an open line if you have a contest entry.
Prizes are terrific. Get on the phone.
Hey, this is Johnny B. Badd, the Bad Man of World Championship Wrestling, and I'm here to tell you, listen to the American Adversaries. They may be some bad men, but they're great guys.
And we're back, and we got some great folks in the studio here tonight. That'd be the chairman of the board, Mike McBath. That'd be our brand new sponsors, Dino and Janice Rentos. Don't forget Dino Rentos Studios for whatever you need, whatever your heart desires, right?
That's right. We can do whatever you want us to do for you.
There you go.
Chris, they mentioned they do a lot of backgrounds, though, right?
Yeah, backdrops. Backdrops,
A lot of folks will have custom trade show booths made. And, you know, most of them are their standard aluminum with the little slide inserts. So people, they call us up, they want an actual castle with a dragon coming through it.
Right.
That's the type of thing you do. And then you'd have a backdrop that goes behind it, whether it's cardboard or, you know, vinyl.
Yeah, see, they've got something for everybody. They got something for a kid's party. They got something for adult parties. They've got something for convention shows. They have stuff for trade shows. If you have a business and you want a special prop for your business, remember the old cigar store Indians or something like that? If you have your own version, they can make that for you.
We do signs and logos as well, and we can work with your budget at any time.
All right.
Very nice.
DinoRentosStudios.com. And like I said, they're great new sponsors of ours, so please support them because they're supporting us and because you can get some really cool stuff there, too.
Yeah, so
for sure.
Deal with them because you ought to deal with them. They got the best.
We're going to have to make a big taco for Rick over here.
That's right.
We've done it. We've made 8-foot hot dogs. We've done a couple tacos.
That's right.
And we did a slab of ribs for food trucks.
Good.
That's what I mean.
You it's know, really up to their imagination.
Today, it's all about marketing and making yourself stick out.
Oh, yeah.
And they can make you stick out, literally, 3D.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 407-774-8255 is the number. Before we get back to our phone lines, just a couple of stories are breaking right now. There is another WikiLeaks dump today, and a warning, I guess, or a preview of one coming tomorrow, Rick?
Yeah, WikiLeaks just released a tweet that said, "We have a surprise in store for at Tim Kaine and at Donna Brazil."
Oh, boy.
Donna Brazil was the former ABC/CNN analyst who became the head of the Democratic Party when Debbie Wasserman Schultz had to be fired because they got caught rigging the election. Well, lo and behold, some of the emails have shown that she was slipping questions to the Clinton campaign.
You know, they probably have the emails.
She was confronted by Megyn Kelly about that last night, and it kind of got into a bit of a catfight there for a while. And Donna Brazil didn't admit to anything, but you could tell she was very miffed having been caught with her hand in the cookie jar.
She's going to be real miffed the bar, right, about 5 o'clock.
Evidently, maybe it's more of the same where she slipped some questions to Tim Kaine for his vice presidential debate. Right. I'm just speculating.
Yeah.
All right, you got another one there,
I do.
Too.
Talking about emails that came out, we all know that email exchange with Podesta and the Clinton operatives about the Catholics and the anti-Catholic rhetoric that they were throwing back and forth. Well, it's, you know, Cardinal Dolan has called out Hillary Rodham Clinton on those comments, and he's demanding an apology, and he's saying that Catholics need to stand up and take a stand against Hillary. But the interesting thing is tonight at the Alfred E. Smith Foundation dinner, where everybody gets together and kind of the candidates right. make fun of themselves and make fun of each other,
right?
Where they're expecting it to get a little heated tonight, Cardinal Dolan will be sitting right in between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
A little peace. Wouldn't you like to be the bus boy at that table,
buddy? I'm going
to
bet there's more silence than verbal conversation between the parties, you know?
It's going to be very interesting, that is for sure.
They're televising it on Fox Business tonight.
By the way, Marco Rubio, little Marco, showed us why he's little Marco still. He has issued a statement saying that Marco Rubio will not, quote-unquote, indulge in WikiLeaks revelations. He says, if we do that now to them, they may do it later to us. I got news for you, Marco Rubio. The Democrats never hesitate, not once.
Yeah, I mean, they never pull a punch. Like we talked about.
Exactly. They never pull a punch, and they land it hard whenever they can.
And just
I mean, this is ridiculous.
We talked about win, baby, win. All they care about is put me in the office, and then I'll determine my scruples once I'm there.
I do not know who he is trying to endear himself to here.
What an ignorant statement.
They fail to fight. They don't want to fight.
That's right.
I don't know and understand it, but you got to fight. That's what it's all about.
And then they wonder why Trump has gotten where he is.
Well, you know,
because he's fighting. That's why.
Here's one more, which it confirms what everybody thought. At 3:37, WikiLeaks released reveals first batch of U.S. President Barack Obama emails sent from his secret email address. Bobama@Ameritech.com.
Bobama?
Oh, boy. Yeah, but imagine what could be going back and forth on his private.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they got him.
Big house, Brock.
Yep.
You know, no wonder you're releasing everybody out of there. You're hoping you get caught in a release.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's get back to our contest line. Tim is up next. Tim, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate it.
Dino.
Yeah.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. You from New York?
Oh, no.
I'm from Chicago, man.
Chicago. That works up north. I don't understand what they're talking about half the time down here.
No. We're Floridians. They're here now. Tim.
Well, you're with the big family now, American adversaries. We're good.
There we go.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate that.
So listen, I think it should be the Howdy Doody show. And Chelsea, of course, would be Howdy Doody.
Of course.
Bill would be Bob the Puppet Master.
Oh, yeah.
And then Hillary, because she wears all those great outfits, and all she needs is a little more makeup, and she's Clarabelle the Clown. And they have nothing important to say because they're just a bunch of dummies. So that's a great script, and I think that they could handle it well.
Very good.
I like it.
He puts some time in on that one.
I'll tell you what, it fits, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Tim, excellent call. Thank you.
You know, the more Muslim immigrants.
Have a great time over there.
Thank you, Tim. And thank you. Thank you for welcoming Dino and Janice, too.
Thank you.
The more Muslim immigrants that Hillary lets in, maybe she can become lamb chops.
Oh, my God. Ron is up next for our contest tonight. Ron, thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Excellent. Excellent.
Good, Ron.
Hey, I just got done cleaning up the dog urine in my whole kitchen. The dog's getting older, like Hugh Hewitt's dog.
Oh.
He was by the gate, and I was like, oh, he's got to go out. Well, he already did. So I just spent the last hour listening to your show cleaning that up. But I'm going to go with the show that's on tonight called The Blacklist.
The Blacklist.
Oh, that's a great show, though, Ron.
Okay.
That is great.
You got Red. He's basically Carville and Hillary combined. You got the FBI is in his pocket, and you got my son Tom playing with the girl with the baby there, so you got the whole kit and caboodle.
The Blacklist. I haven't seen that show. It's
been around about a year, right?
Yeah.
You haven't seen The Blacklist, Chris?
No, I haven't. I'm going to have to make a point of it now.
Is it on right now, the series?
It's on tonight at 10 o'clock.
I'm going to watch it. Thank God you told me.
I think it's NBC Communist Station.
It is a great series.
Okay.
Great
series. He goes around killing people.
That sounds about right.
Nobody there seen The Blacklist?
No,
that's
great.
Oh, my God. You guys.
Well, we're going to see it now.
What do you think The Blacklist is, right?
There you go. Okay.
Hey, Mike, when you asked me about the so-called mob.
Right.
You stirred thoughts that I had put in a corner for years. You know how there's thoughts you don't think about for every maybe 10, 15, 20 years? Okay. But you brought up thoughts, and when I told you about Jesse Jackson there in airport,
right?
Well, I forgot. That happened twice. And actually, the first time was at Midway Airport,
right,
which is a smaller airport. And then the second time, it was at Chicago O'Hare. Remember when I was telling you about bumping into him?
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Hey, Ron.
Well,
Jesse was last night, right? We heard his mouth last night.
Yeah,
right?
he mouthed.
What
off.
A wonderful guy to see all the time.
Yeah,
Mr.
Okay.
Phony.
All right, thank you, Ron. Excellent entry, The Blacklist. All right.
Terrific movie.
Yeah, Kenneth is up next. Kenneth, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
Doing good, doing good. Hey, yeah. I really enjoy you guys' show, and I love the common sense. I listened to some other fellows have for years, and the ones that everybody seems to think are so smart, they sure do miss it. I mean, you guys are right on the mark with what's going on.
Thank you.
I don't know. I hope you guys don't get too smart one day.
Well,
anyway.
Amen to that, brother.
Not a chance.
I don't think you have to worry about that with Macbeth. I don't know about the rest of us.
I was the first to put my helmet on backwards, you know?
Well, mentioning Mike, I want to know, Mike, you and Mike's pitch on this. I don't know why nobody's mentioned this. It was a show that was on years ago. It was on for a short time, and then I haven't seen it again. It was set in a Western setting, and it was called Purgatory.
Purgatory. Oh,
yes. Yeah, that was a good old show, yeah.
My favorite cowboy was Paladin.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kenneth.
I don't remember Paladin being in there. You think? Yeah.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah, that was Have Gun, Will Travel.
Yep.
All right, but yeah, Purgatory, yeah. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, but I was just wondering, I think the setting was you tried to try to get yourself forgiven by your actions changing while you were there, and if they
right.
didn't, then
you stayed.
Somebody would come along and take you the other direction. But I would just imagine them guys, Hillary and Bill, they would be bribing the coach. They would be doing all kinds of stuff. But anyway, my favorite thing, I know this is kind of off the path, but the favorite thing last night, I just caught the last half of the debate.
Yeah.
My favorite part was when they said, well, how can you think things are rigged? And he said, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, well, she's here running for office.
That I thought was one of the high points of the night where he did score.
That is hilarious.
She shouldn't even be here. That right there tells you it's rigged. And
in fact, that's common sense right there.
That is right.
You got it. Excellent point, Kenneth. Excellent point. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Right,
I noticed
you guys
it at the time.
Go. I know you're busy. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Thank you so much. Purgatory. That's another good one. But he's right.
I know.
Trump said you're proof. You're proof that the system is rigged. You shouldn't even be here. And boy, was he ever right.
Yeah.
You know, right on a couple, right in the sense that they fixed the primary to ace out Bernie Sanders. Remember that? And then right in the sense that she rightfully should be indicted at this point.
Well, with this Donna Brazile thing coming across.
No, that's
nice.
That's going to be another one. All right.
Yep.
Okay, we got Don is up next with our... Okay, Warren, I'm sorry. Warren is up next tonight. Warren, thank you for calling.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Howdy,
hey, Warren.
Hi.
Hey, Warren.
Oh, it was really wonderful because when I first tried to dial up, I got a busy signal.
Yeah.
I remember the early days, we could get in with almost no trouble at all. I love it. Okay,
thanks.
Anyway, my idea is that we have a brand new show on the Cartoon Network where the liberals listen.
Okay. What would it be called?
Well, I guess you could call it Pepe the Frog because we'd always have the frog drinking Lipton tea. And the whole show would be the memes, you know, M-E-M-E.
Right, okay. Yeah.
And there is such a beautiful collection of quotations and quips and so forth out there, regardless of whether it's, the crying woman or the beat-up little punk kid or whatever, you know. And that's all it would do is float those memes across because, after all, we know the liberals listen out there, and we might even convert a few.
It might happen. It might happen. All right. Thank you, Warren. Appreciate it again. Great creativity there. Thanks for calling. All right. Cindy is up next. We'll take Cindy's entry, then we have to take a break, and we'll come back with more entries. That. Yeah. And then we got another phone line open. If you want to try to get through, now is the time to do it. Cindy, thank you for calling tonight.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Cindy. Cindy. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good.
Okay, so I'm going soap opera.
Good.
Okay, so instead of As the World Turns, we're going to have As the Dead Bodies Turn Up.
That's the dead turn up.
Another Deadpool person.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I do have another one for Bill Clinton specifically.
Okay.
Instead of All My Children, it would be All My Victims.
All My Victims.
It could be All His Children, too. You know?
That's right.
So either or I, you know. Whatever.
Okay. All right. Well, you're in. All right. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much for calling. All right. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll cram in as many more entries as we can, but we will have a winner tonight. Somebody's going to get a life-size cutout.
Compliments of time, Chris.
Of Dino and Janice Rentos, who are in the studio with us tonight. Dino Rentos Studios, The American Adversaries, and we'll be right back. Folks, please join me in welcoming our newest sponsor to the program, Patriot Home Funding Incorporated. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and each has over 30 years' experience originating mortgages right here in Central Florida. They offer their customers the very best in service, experience, and expertise. Patriot Home Funding's motto is, "We say yes when the banks say no." They are known for routinely getting mortgages closed easier, faster, and with less cost than anybody else in the industry. If you are having trouble getting approved, getting the runaround from your lender, feel like you're paying too much, or just want the very best mortgage experts in Central Florida working to make your American dream come true, call the leading experts at Patriot Home Funding today. Patriot Home Funding is known for thinking outside the box and offering solutions, not excuses. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. Call them at 877-377-8123. 877-377-8123, or visit them at myphf.com.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
All right. I hope Cardinal Dolan, he's careful where he sits there tonight.
Absolutely. That's going to be interesting dinner conversation.
Yeah, make sure Hillary doesn't tinkle on the floor there. All right. Welcome back to the show, folks. Once again, Rick Brown, the chairman of the board, Mike McBath, myself are here with our brand new sponsors, Dino and Janice Rentos, Dino Rentos Studios. And once again, we really appreciate having you guys on board.
Of course.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
All right. And by the way, Janice, born and bred right here in O-Town.
That's right. O-Town. Good old Florida girl.
That's right. All right. And Dino is still trying to, he needs a translator sometimes when they have the family get-togethers, right?
Gino's from Chicago, you know?
I come down here. They kept asking me, do you like oyster? And I'm like, yeah, I like orange juice. No, do you like oysters? And I'm like, I love orange juice. I'm like, what the heck is he talking about? Oh, I found out it's oysters. They're trying to say the word oyster.
Except, us Southerners oftentimes interject an R into it. My mom used to call onions, ernions. Get some more ernions there. All right, let's go back to the lines. We're going to have a winner tonight. Patrick is up next for our Clinton TV contest. And then I want to find out what the Rentoses are. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey. Patrick. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, good evening, Patrick. Thank you for calling.
Hey, one of your callers just a while ago was talking about common sense, and I keep telling my friends this is election is common sense versus
I don't know what
versus nonsense.
Yeah, common sense versus nonsense. Yeah,
I guess some of the stuff that the Donald says is makes a lot of sense.
It sure does.
But anyway, my entry is an old one, Rat Patrol.
Ah. Rat Patrol.
I haven't thought of that one either.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah,
that was
that?
When the Jeep came up over the sand dune, right?
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. We used to play in the backyard that game, that show. Yeah, what was the something George was the star of the show. Anyway, so, okay, Rat Patrol. That's a perfect one for these rats. Right, Patrick?
Yes, sir.
All right, man, that's a great one. Yeah, you're in the contest.
Put all three rats inside the Jeep.
There you go. There you go. All right. Let's see. Mark is up next. Mark, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, you're welcome.
There was a movie a while back that made a television show out of it later called Alien Nation. So I'm thinking Illegal Alien Nation.
Oh, there you go. Illegal Alien Nation.
And should Hillary win, God forbid... real simple. Tyrant.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Boy, she is every bit that, too. I tell you what, that woman's personality. I thought it was great last night when Trump said, kind of as a, you know, a little, what was he said, she's a nasty woman or something like that, because she was constantly slipping in these sarcastic, you know, jabs at him.
But you
know?
Notice how she tries to infer that. It's terrible they use the word. How about if she called him a nasty man? Would that offend any men? Who would care?
Who would care?
It's so childish and so, it just.
You know, Mike, I don't think it offends many women either. It's just a talking point.
I don't think so either. It's the media that's trying to make it sound offensive.
You were going to say something, Dino?
Oh, I was saying, that's really pretty much the best they could come up with.
That's about the size of it. That's about the size of it. Right. By the way, did you have a TV show? Just a suggestion?
Yeah, we could go with... let's go with Bill's Big Bang Theory.
Oh my God. Might win the prize.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right, there. Let's get back to the phone lines. Let's go with Rick. You're up next, Rick. Thanks for calling, man.
Can I say a couple other things besides?
Make it quick because I'm just about out of time. You're going to have to make it real quick.
I have a couple of songs for Trump, Liar by Three Dog Night and Lies by the Knickerbockers.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Well, we've already dedicated the Liar Three Dog Night one to Hillary, but okay.
Well,
all right.
Can I talk about a couple other things briefly?
I don't have really the time. You're going to have to call back tomorrow night.
All right.
Okay?
Right.
All right, but we'll have plenty of time to talk about tomorrow night because we won't have a contest running. Okay, now we do have a line open. If you want to get in on a contest, call us right now. Last week, one of the last callers
might have been the last caller last week.
And by the way, Susan, if you are in the audience tonight, Susan, we need you to call in. You were one of the winners last night with Dr. Strangelove, last week, I should say, with Dr. Strangelove, and we didn't get your phone number. We need you to call us, Susan, if you are out there listening tonight. Okay, and if you have an entry, call us right now. We just have a couple of minutes left, and we will have a winner for tonight's show. And by the way, the tracking polls are turning in Trump's favor. As I said earlier in the show, Rasmussen poll shows him up 2 today. And this is a steady progression from his worst showing, where he was down 7 points right after the tape was released. Since the tape was released in that second debate, he has been chiseling away at her lead. And it has shown up in the Rasmussen poll. It showed up in a couple of other ones, too. You can still find the polls that show him way down. I mean, if you want to get down on this thing, you can easily do it. But this game is not over yet, and Trump's still got a lot of fight in him, and he is out there talking common sense.
Chris, you know, Chris, this Obamacare thing that they talked about briefly last night, all the billing starts in a week or so. And they just mentioned here earlier, many states now have one provider. Mm-hmm. You know what your billing's going to be? You wait till these people who are on the fence get these billings that go from, you know, you're paying $700 to $1,100. Yeah, we'll see where you stand, Obamacare. Right. We'll see how long that legend's going to last.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are just going to cut through all the clutter.
You know, I just realized I can't live with you people.
Right, all right. Okay, so let's get the last entries in, and that will start with Mike. Mike, you are up next. Thank you for calling.
Hi, guys.
How you doing,
Hey, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Great show.
Thank you.
I have a title for you.
you remember the movie The Slick, Quick and the Dead, right?
The Quick and the Dead, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, this The Slick and the Dead. Slick and the Dead.
Slick and the Dead. Slick Willie.
Slick Willie, right?
You got it. Slick Willie. And yep. We also have Slick Hillary now, too, I guess, right?
Yeah, right.
Slick and the Dead. All right, Mike. Great, great entry. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. All right, and we got time for maybe one more, and that would be Bruce. If you're not on the line right now, you may not get in.
The clock's ticking
down.
That's
right. Call now or forever hold your peace, at least until next week.
I know.
All right, Bruce, you are up next, sir. Thank you for calling.
Hey, so I just started listening, so this is an obvious one, so I don't know if anybody picked it, but it would be the Addams Family.
Nobody picked that, but that's a good one.
Yeah, that's amazing, too.
Now, did you have anybody in particular in mind for Bill, Hillary, and Chels?
Yeah, Hillary's not good enough looking to be Morticia, so she would be the grandma.
Grandma. Like.
Grandma. Oh,
that's
grandma.
That's cool,
right.
Bruce.
And Bill would be Lurch.
Okay.
And I guess Chelsea has to be Cousin Ed.
with that hair, yes. Perfect. That's perfect.
All right. That's a great entry, Bruce. Well, thanks. You said you just started listening?
All right, thanks.
All right, well, thank you for calling. We appreciate you being out there. All right, any more entries in there, Nick?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, right. Wrap it up.
Nick, do you have a favorite?
Well, seeing that, like, all but two entries were TV shows that were aired before I was born, I didn't understand
oh,
most God. Entries.
No,
you're not that
youngster running the place.
I'm going with Gene. Gene, I put a big star next to his name. I apologize. I don't remember.
Hogan's Heroes.
Yes. I like that one.
Hogan's Heroes.
All right. I'll go around the table here.
That's unbelievable. Nick, how could you know that?
So you like Hogan's
Heroes?
Yeah,
he's reading the minds of most of us.
Yeah, I'm there with Gene.
Yeah, Hogan's Heroes.
Wow.
Good. Yep.
Dino?
Yeah, I'm thinking the Hogan's Heroes also. I think it was well thought out.
All right. Well, you know, I liked Bruce's there at the end, but I got to say Hogan's Heroes.
That's unbelievable. You know?
Unanimous.
This is a rare day. I can't believe he hits it, and we were all discussing that.
Well, it's unanimous tonight. Yeah. So great. Congratulations to Gene. Gene will get the $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano's. He'll get the $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats, and he'll get the life-size cutouts, compliments of
very
the Rentos
good,
here.
Gene.
Very nice.
So, scored big.
Yeah, so we'll get with Gene, and when we'll get the information and everything. So, hey, thanks.
Now, he gets cutouts of us, right?
yeah.
So that's in the trash can.
All right. So we'll be doing this again, of course, next week. Tomorrow night, we'll be here again with the show and the latest on the campaign. Dr. Ted Noel will give us his evaluation of the debate last night. And once again, I want to thank very much Dino and Janice Rentos for being a part of the American Adversaries team.
Thank
awesome.
You so
thank
much.
You. Thank you
for
listening.
All right. Okay. And stick around for Larry Elder. He'll be up next. That's going to do it for us.
That was great.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.